This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. The head of the state Republican Party was elected to her second term over the weekend. Jennifer Horn first won the party's chairmanship in 2013, and now with division among Republicans in the House and a big presidential primary looming, she's taking on the role for another 2 years. Jennifer Horn joins Morning Edition to talk about her reelection. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you'll be at the helm of the state Republican Party for another 2 years. What do you see as the biggest challenge heading into your second term?
Well, of course, what we really need to do is just continue to build on what we've done for the last 2 years. We need to continue to expand the size of the base of Republican voters in our state. We need to raise the resources that we need to get good Republicans elected. And, you know, we've got to go out there and engage in those conversations with our neighbor across the state about why Republican values are right for them.
Let's talk about the state of the party. Nowhere does it appear Republicans are more divided than in the New Hampshire House, and there are now two clear factions of the GOP after House Speaker Sean Jasper used Democratic support to thwart Bill O'Brien's attempt to reclaim the speakership. How concerned are you that this division is going to get in the way of the Republican majority being able to come together on some major initiatives this session?
I'm not concerned. In fact, I would suggest that in a lot of ways our party is more united than we've ever been. You know, the party is bigger and stronger than any one person or one disagreement. And I'm fully confident that the Republicans who have been elected to serve in the House are going to step forward with the character and the dignity that the voters expect from them. And they're going to work together to advance good legislation, you know, legislation that will make it easier to do business in New Hampshire, that will make it easier to grow jobs, that will make it easier for families to pay their mortgages and plan for their children's future.
You don't see the current squabbles going on in the New Hampshire House as a distraction in any way?
I'm not at all concerned that the Republicans who have been elected to serve will be unable to do the job that they've been sent there to do. We're already seeing them working on the necessary initiatives that that I think voters are looking for, and I think you're going to see that that ability to work together is not only going to continue to grow, it will be evident.
We're already seeing some big Republican names come to New Hampshire testing the waters for the upcoming presidential primary. What do you see as your role as all these candidates vie for the support of voters here?
New Hampshire voters take the role that they play in this process very seriously, to vet candidates, to get to know them, to make sure that they're answering the real questions about the issues that voters really care about face to face. And I'm looking forward to playing the role of the person who not only welcomes them here, but makes sure that they have access to the information and the people that they need, and to make sure that we have, you know, a fair and robust conversation as we go through this process.
Looking ahead a bit to 2016, the big race for Republicans here will be in the Senate, where Kelly Ayotte will be up for re-election. Now, Republicans failed last year in ousting Democrat Jeanne Shaheen. What do you think needs to be done differently to ensure a victory in the next Senate race?
Well, I would suggest that Senator Shaheen came a lot closer to losing her job than anybody on the other side expected her to. And, you know, we're going to go into this race, you know, certainly prepared to do everything necessary, not just to protect Senator Ayotte and her seat, but to make sure that our neighbors across the state know how hard Senator Ayotte has been working on their behalf, that they're aware of the value added effort that she has put into all of this over the last over the last 4 years.
Jennifer Horn has just won her second term as the head of the state Republican Party. Jennifer, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.